I not be interested? I sort of lied to my adoptive mother. I told her it made me mad. My birth mother found me when I was 30 years old and proceeded through email to fill in all the blanks of my mysterious past at breakneck speed. She told me I was Irish. My adoptive parents have a Scottish last name. They have the Scottish last name, the Big Kahuna. We were the Royal House of Stuart. We were sure, even if our name had an extra vowel floating in it. We didn't do anything Scottish at my house. No haggis, no bagpipes, no bedtime stories of Nessie and the Loch. My father's family came originally from Arkansas, and my parents were Texans. They listened to 45s of Elvis and the Big Bopper, and my father was a Southern Baptist minister. But I had grown up loving the voice of any Celtic woman singer. Oh! That music just sent me through the roof. It was so beautiful, and now I found out that my grandmother was full Irish, her own parents having come over from Ireland. And my mother was a cartoonist when she was young, just like me. And she sang folk songs in a band, and I had done that too. She slept on her back. Like the dead, she said. I did too. She craved peanut butter and jelly sandwiches throughout her pregnancy, and that's my comfort food. And more importantly, she began to tell me our story, and I was moved. Her fiancé had left her when she became pregnant. A horse had thrown her on the ground and came back to try and stomp on her. She broke her hip, and the doctors wanted to x-ray, and she said, "No, I'm pregnant." But they took 7 x-rays anyway, and this was in 1968. It's surprising I don't have a third arm coming out my back after that. She was in labor for 36 hours. She made sure I knew that. I refused to come out. Maybe I knew what was going to happen. She said a whole line of interns tried their hand at coaxing me out, but no cigar. Finally, they had to C-section her, and in the process of birthing me, she started to die. They called in her mother to stand next to her and yell at her to bring her back. She just remembered them pulling me out, and she couldn't reach far enough to touch me. And she saw them rush me out of the room like a secret package as she faded. When she awoke, she told her mother that she had changed her mind. Perhaps they could scrape together the money to raise me. Her mother said, "No, no, you made your choice." And she gave my mother a yellow rose and wheeled her out of the hospital. She never married, never had any other children. Why would I, she asked me, if this was the way it would make me feel? She forgot what day I'd been born, but she always got depressed around January. She tried to find me when I was 18, but ran out of money. She tried a private investigator, but nothing turned up. She gave up for 12 years. Her best friend kicked her one day and told her that she had to get off her butt and find me. She tried again. Like the hounds of hell were after her. Finally, an anonymous message came over email one day when Lori was looking through adoption sites. This person gave the name of a woman who had access to records on children born in California, and the message said, "To look for your son, why don't you try her?" And she did. And she found me. And that's how the letter from my birth mother landed like a bomb at my parents' house.